It's here now, and we're broadcasting today from Ames, Iowa, on our election road trip. Of course, the opioid addiction crisis reaches into pockets of this state, as it does most. But when a man died of a heroin overdose in the restroom of a convenience store in Randolph, Vermont, people there knew that the problem had hit home. Yes, their governor devoted his 2014 State of the State speech to the problem, but this is a small town, population around 5,000 in Randolph, and that restroom death was one of a series of heroin overdoses that sparked a group of citizens to do something about it. But small-town culture can make it hard to confront addiction in your backyard. Steve Zinn from Here and Now contributor Vermont Public Radio has this story.
You walk along Randolph's business district here on Main Street, and you get the sense of a town that's doing pretty well. There are a couple of nice restaurants, a locally owned variety store, even a little movie theater, and a couple of busy cafes.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Can I just get a small cup of coffee, please?
Yeah, sure.
But like so many rural communities, Randolph has a drug problem. Not long ago, Concepcion Cruz was part of the problem. Over coffee one morning, he related the harrowing story of how his drug use landed him in prison.
I had a possession of a stolen firearm. I had an aggravated assault. I know I did it, so I take full responsibility. But when you don't remember doing something because you're blacked out from using drugs, it's hard.
After 5 years in recovery, Cruz is a far cry from that person. Dressed in an Argyle sweater and bow tie, he talked openly about his past and how easy it was for him to buy drugs in Randolph, despite the wholesome scene outside the cafe window.
Thing is, small towns, sometimes their charm can be deceptive to the average citizen, and that makes it harder for the community to, A, admit that it's going on, and B, want to be involved in trying to, you know, be proactive against it.
Cruz knows from experience that drug use in Randolph may not be obvious, but it has begun to intrude on the lives of residents. Randolph Police Department Patrolman Sam Lambert says an increasing amount of the force's work is related to drugs, thefts, domestic disputes, trips to the hospital, and calls to accompany state social workers to remove a newborn from the home of an addicted parent. Lambert says sometimes the signs of the problem are right underfoot.
We've gone and retrieved needles from the playground.
Lambert and Concepcion Cruz are part of a group that hopes to come up with ways to deal with Randolph's drug problem.
I was wondering if I could add an agenda item for our meeting. The Vermont Community Foundation.
Among the questions the group is asking are what treatment and recovery services are available and how accessible are they. Griffin Payne, who has a background as a treatment and care provider, told the group that when he needed help, he had a hard time getting it.
I'm a mental health professional. I know how to navigate mental health services. For 3.5 months, I got no help. I got closed doors, couldn't even get most places to return my phone calls. So if we're going to be turning people to get help, we better make sure that help is there.
Within the group, there's been discussion of tackling larger issues, like making young people feel more valued in the community. But there's also recognition those big cultural changes can take time, and something needs to be done more immediately.
I feel like we are in crisis mode, and we are trying to do some things that I don't know that I would necessarily put at the top of my list.
Karen McGinty, a clinician at the Clara Martin Center here in Randolph, works with people in recovery. She says the widespread misconception that addiction is a moral weakness, not a disease, makes staying in recovery harder in small towns like this.
You know, you can't be anonymous in Randolph. Every one of my clients, they run into their old connections, people they got high with, or people who knew them when they were junkies, and you know, so that's hard to get past and to go forward with your life.
McGinty would like to see the group work on educating the public about addiction. Others see a need to focus more on prevention and young people. At Randolph Union High School, student Lily LaJoy agrees. She says there's little to do in town for people her age.
Usually I just like to just chill at home and have some friends come over and we'll watch Netflix and stuff, and I do wish that there was more to do, because I do think that's why teens, you know, they don't have a lot of distractions, so they'll go and do self-destructive behaviors.
LaJoy's stepfather is in recovery. She's one of many young people who have been eyewitnesses to addiction. Fellow student Colby Carpenter is another. He says fear, worry, and confusion were all part of his reaction to two family members who were using heroin.
I ended up being with them one time when they had to, like, use or whatever, and I was nervous about it, and it kind of scared me a little.
As the town's new task force tries to find a focus for its efforts, it's telling, and a reflection of the extent of the drug problem, that for a school project, Carpenter is producing a documentary about addiction in Randolph. For Here and Now, I'm Steve Zind.